If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
The Oscar nominations have been announced. Actually, they're still announcing them. Let's get more from Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman-Gaber, now in Las Vegas, where she writes for the Las Vegas Review Journal and also the New York Times. Tell us about the Oscars. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Bob. A huge morning for Hollywood. The movie Sinners beat out all-time records this morning already. It beat out All About Eve, Titanic, and La La Land with 16 nominations, including a first ever for director Ryan Coogler, who also received a nod for best screenwriting. And when it comes to the nominations, a bunch of snubs and a bunch of good, great ones. First of all, best picture, we'll just go through them. Begonia, F1, which was a shocker, Frankenstein, Hamnet, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, The Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, Sinners, and Train Dreams. Going down the list, actor Timothée Chalamet, which everyone expected, Leonardo DiCaprio for One Battle After Another, Ethan Hawke, a great surprise for Blue Moon, Michael B. Jordan for Sinners, and Wagner Moura for The Secret Agent. Huge snub for Paul Mescal, who starred in Hamnet. Moving on to actress, Jessie Buckley for Hamnet, Rose Byrne for If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, Kate Hudson, a huge surprise for Song Sung Blue, didn't get the greatest reviews. Renee Rezavin for Sentimental Value, Emma Stone for Begonia, and the huge snub here is Ariana Grande, nothing for Wicked for Good in that category.
I predicted Kate Hudson. I knew it. Nobody else did. I'm surprised.
I thought she was good in that role. I didn't love that movie so much, but I thought she was good in the role. And a few other ones that were great. Delroy Lindo, just a hardworking actor. He was finally nominated in supporting. People were surprised that Stellan Skarsgård got it for Sentimental Value. And also, we have Benicio del Toro getting it for One Battle versus Sean Penn in the same category. Best Supporting Actress, Elle Fanning for Sentimental Value. And the great Tiana Taylor for One Battle, who was so good in that. And Amy Madigan for Weapons. And also, we've got Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo didn't make supporting actresses either.
So Sinners, the big winner. I need to see that. I hear a lot of great talk about that.
A lot of great talk, and the Oscars coming pretty soon, March 15th, with Conan O'Brien hosting again.
All right, all right, all right. Wait a minute. I can't say that because Matthew McConaughey might sue me, right?
That's right, Bob. Be very careful. Matthew McConaughey said it's not all right, all right, all right, to keep saying all right, all right, all right, at least not on AI. He's one of a bunch of actors who are sort of sick of it already. And he went to the U.S. Patent Office, and he's trademarking all right, all right, all right. So AI specifically can't use his trademark phrase. And, of course, that came from a movie, his first movie role years ago. And he said, my team and I just want to know when it's my voice or my likeness. It just can't be used without my approval.
Hmm. All right, all right, all right. Get the lawyers ready. And finally, for soap opera fans, especially people who watch General Hospital, this is a big day, isn't it?
This is a big day. General Hospital fans, today is finally the day they're going to do a big tribute on the show to the late, great Anthony Geary, who, of course, played Luke Spencer. The show still airs on ABC, and they promise full, long montage scenes of his career on the show, Luke and Laura's wedding, the famous department store dance, their honeymoon, the whole deal. And also his screen partner, Jeannie Francis, is going to do part of the tribute. Sadly, Geary passed away December 14th at age 78. And the show, which is amazing, has aired for 60 years, making it the longest soap opera ever.
Unbelievable. A lot of people will be tuned in today. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Cindy Gaber Perlman. And we thank you.
It's so confusing. Talk to you. Thanks,
Bob. try not to have so many names.